720 WGN, typically high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, but here on site at the Windy City Smokeout as Chicago comes back on the festival side and the barbecue side, bringing it back. When it comes to that team photo of greatness for Chicago that is not only big here in the Windy City, but also well known and renowned around the country, Lily's Q is in that team photo. Charlie McKenna, he brings all that fine dining expertise and prowess along with world championships on the barbecue side. And of course, a place right here at the festival from the get-go. Charlie McKenna, welcome to WGN.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate the time.
It's always great to see you here, and it wouldn't be a Windy City Smokeout without you guys here. Of course, it brings in talent from around the country. So many different places come in, interchange. But talk a little bit about it, because this is Chicago's first festival back. You know, one of those big ones, right? A city well known for celebrating.
Yes.
And this is it, and you're part of it.
Yeah, I mean, we're blessed to be a part of it. We're happy. We're glad that Lettuce and Bub City invite us to be a part of it. You know, obviously the festival society in Chicago is huge. We love going out during the summertime. This was the first one, which I was very excited about because I'm a part of. And then you get some of the best, not some of, the best barbecue restaurants and people in the country coming here. I mean, I've been to a lot of cooking in Australia, New Zealand, all around the country, and this is the best talent of barbecue cooks in the world cooking in our hometown, and it's amazing to have all these great guys here and eating. So everybody should get down here and, like, come and eat some of these people's places.
If they could. It's been sold out for good reasons, right? But if you can, but when the smoke clears, you put that on your calendar and you make your way down here. It's so great that you mentioned that, Charlie, because this is not just a really cool music festival with a concession stand, right?
Yes.
I mean, when it comes to the talent level, it's at par. There are people, a lot of people, and you know them and I know them, that come here just for the food, even though there are top level stars.
Oh, for sure. I mean, this for us is kind of a food event that happens to have music, where some people think it's a music event that happens to have food.
Right.
But for us, we love it. And like some of the places here, I mean, Truth Barbecue out of Houston, some of the best brisket on the planet. I mean, you got Leroy and Lewis out of Austin. You got Hoodoo out of Connecticut. I mean, the list goes on. You can't even explain how great some of these guys can cook food and how they cook it with live fire and real wood. It's amazing.
Well, as far as putting Chicago on the map for the barbecue stuff, you guys with world championships, Memphis in May and all that, I mean, you're right up there with all of them, but it's a little bit of a different spin. So you got all that street cred on the traditional side, but also you bring in that fine dining experience too. And so when it comes to bringing things here, it's one thing to have ribs and ribs and brisket and brisket and brisket. You always try to switch it up, put your own spin on it. What do you got here?
Yeah, so this year we tried to switch it up a little bit. We normally do our traditional barbecue ribs, but this year coming back, we wanted to do something different, kind of step it up a level. So we did Thai glazed ribs. We have this Thai marinade where we marinate the ribs for about 24 hours in like the fish sauce, soy sauce, brown sugar, cilantro, that sort of flavor profile. Then we smoke them, and then as we smoke them, we put this glaze on them with my gold sauce, a mustard-based sauce, and then we throw in some more soy sauce, a little bit of fish sauce, and then we garnish with like fresh herbs to cut all that like sweetness from it, little hot peppers, and then we have our potato salad that we have at the restaurant with the crushed potato chips on top and chives, and then we also have a walking taco, which is just our kettle cooked chips with pork inside, slaw, and sauce. So little traditional, little non-traditional. It's something that the Thai rib is great for us because it's something we don't do in the restaurant. We get to have fun and play and see what we can do with American barbecue and other cultures.
The walking taco is something that people know and love from this event and from you guys, so people are used to that. You mentioned the potato salad, that's all. Yeah, but here from a put-me-in coach perspective, the Thai ribs are absolutely, they are super badass. I know it's a little bit against maybe the normal wheelhouse of a Lily's Q, but have you thought about, like, because of the reception, I'm sure you're getting a lot of feedback. I know, me personally, they're great.
I think one thing that we'll try and learn from this experience, giving the Thai rib, and people going, man, those are some of the best ribs I ever had, and it's not a traditional American barbecue, is we'll start to use that mentality on our specials board and see what, like, give my chef Jose and my chef Eric just free reign to say, hey, let's just come up with stuff and sit around, and if it tastes good, let's put it on the menu and use American barbecue cooking style with different cultures to bring those two together. Because, like, every country in the world has some type of barbecue. Whether they call it barbecue or not, it's either grilling or barbecue, but they're doing things that were over live fire and charcoal. So how do we merge these cultures together and also give us the freedom to be like, let's just play with ingredients and see what we can come up with, right?
That's right. I don't know if there's any rules. You mentioned conversation starter, and it is one of those, and it started a conversation that you have had, that Lily's Q has had, not only here, but around the world. You mentioned sauce, and so let's talk a little bit about that, because as much as you mean and are to Chicago and the Chicago area, you guys have a presence all around the world. give people that may not know this, the listeners, a little insight into sort of like the sauce empire, right, that's being built.
Yeah, I mean, on the CPG or their packaged good company, you know, we started bottling the sauce in the basement in the restaurant, and it's grown now to 15,000 grocery stores in 19 countries. So we're one of the best barbecue sauces in Australia, New Zealand. We're in France, Germany, Canada, Jamaica. The list goes on. And the one thing that makes me feel good is, like, we're taking not only Chicago but American barbecue to different cultures that are feeding for it and wanting it, and we're putting it in front of them, and they're loving it. And it's amazing to see that, like, these other people around the world are just so into, like, what Americans are doing and what the barbecue circuit is doing. And, it's very nice to see that we can grow outside our own little four walls.
Good food is just good. We got Rodney Scott here, who's won a James Beard Award. Yes. So you've got that kind of stuff. You've got sort of the street cred of Slab, with Jonathan Gold and some of that stuff, yep, who won a Pulitzer Prize on the food writing side. Talk about it. As a guy who has, that entire background, this is the respect that I think barbecue is getting. Now, it's always had fans. It's always had fans that love it. But now on the respect side for the cuisine.
I think what you've seen in the past, like, 5 years, a lot with Chef's Table Barbecue coming out, and then a couple people winning James Beard Awards for barbecue, is that even though it's considered, like, let's call it a peasant food, let's call it something that seems cheap, it's something that people are putting a lot of attention to detail now, and there's other fine dining chefs coming involved. And it's not only those guys, but it's guys coming in from their backyard that are just, like, meticulous about how they cook, what wood they're using, when they inject, when they do this, when they glaze. And I think the attention to detail that's coming to barbecue now is really bringing a spotlight on it. Man, it's not only just throwing a piece of rack of ribs on a grill and then coming back in 4 hours and pulling it off. There's a lot more nuance to how you cook and how you cook with real fire. And I think you're seeing it around the world. It's getting some respect that it finally probably deserved many more years ago.
As Chicago comes back, and we've lost a number of different restaurants, and right, the community has been hit as hard as any on the business side. Of course, the live festivals and all that kind of stuff. As it comes back, like what you're saying, and we said a little bit off air, is that the demand, the anticipation, the want for people, it's kind of making up for it a little bit. They're going to come back in bigger numbers. How do you see that working?
Yeah, I mean, so far since we reopened Lily's Q, the fans and the people and the customers of Chicago have been exponentially awesome, right? I think we're seeing a similar number of people coming out, but they're obviously spending more money, they're tipping more, they know that we've gone through some hard times over the last 18 to 24 months, and they're really, they're back, they're supporting us, which is always amazing to see that, like, your hometown is going to come out for you and help you get through whatever mess you're getting into. And it's really something that, like, one of the reasons I fell in love with Chicago is I was from South Carolina. I lived in New York, I lived in Miami, but when I came here, it kind of felt like home, but I got the big city restaurant life. So that's why I loved it so much, is, like, I could be here in my career and cook at the best restaurants in the world, but also felt like it was down home and people were polite and nice, where in some other cities I didn't really feel that way.
People are enjoying Lily's Q here. They're enjoying the selections, the dishes that you have there, along with all of those other superstars on the barbecue side and the greatest music. You have the greatest setup in the world of barbecue, too. And for the listeners that won't be here, we'll have a picture up at WGNradio.com. It is like a rolling barbecue hospitality, like a skybox, really, basically.
Yeah, I mean, so for a lot of years when we were cooking, me and my dad on the competition circuit, we were in pop-up tents with a smoker that was on the ground. When it rained, we were in the mud, knee-deep, getting around. And the whole time, a lot of times I was working at True, so I was in that beautiful kitchen, all stainless steel. In my mind, I'm like, dude, how do I get that kitchen outside where I'm cooking these things? How do I get off the ground? So we built an enclosed trailer with a smoker inside, air vents, a TV so we could watch Florida State games because that's where I went to school. We got refrigerators. We got the holding cabinet for the barbecue. So it was a lot of thought process behind, hey, how do I take that kitchen of, like, True and Fine Dining days and put it outside and put it mobile so I can take it to all these events that I cook?
Very Chicago. It's kind of, you got to pay your dues before you can sing the blues. And Charlie McKenna has certainly paid his dues, and now he's singing the blues in a big and really great way. And as we get on to the summer, so what's next for Lily's Q? What's next for you guys? Are you guys going to be traveling with festivals? The restaurants are opening. What can people look forward to?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, where I'm at now, District Brew Yards, we're inside where the food. We have a beautiful, like, 200-seat patio. We really want people to come out for the rest of the summer, support us, like, come drink some beer, hang out, eat some great barbecue. So we'll be focused on making sure that quality of the food is great for the people that have been supporting us lately. And then we just opened Wrigley Field, so we're in the bleachers at Platform 14, which is awesome. We have, like, four or five items, so if you're at a game, please come check us out. So we'll just focus on, staying in our hometown for the next month and a half, get through summer, focus on that, and then we'll see where we're at.
People are looking forward to getting back to what they're doing, getting back to what you're doing in so many different ways. So excited to have you here, obviously, at the festival here in Chicago and, of course, on the show today. Charlie McKenna, thanks so much for jumping on WGN.
No, thank you for having me. I always appreciate it, man. You're the best.